Wishing you a Merry Christmas. This is WCNO.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in
and shoes.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasaire Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the importance of setting goals for a new year. And today I'm going to challenge you to set goals in yet another very important area of your life, your finances. Long, long ago, in a land far away, people actually saved up their money before they bought something. And are you ready for this? They lived within their means. Who were these odd foreign creatures, you ask? Well, I never actually met one myself, but I've heard about them. Today, the buy now, pay later credit craze has people so in debt, they actually borrow more debt to pay off their old debt. Now the two words everyone loves to hear are consolidation and refinance. And that old phrase, living within your means, well, no one really seems to know what that one means anymore. Let's face it, finances really boil down to nothing more than math. And the only two possible cures for financial problems are, one, increase income, or two, reduce debt. And as simple as that sounds, it is actually incredibly difficult for most people to do. And you will never know the end of it until you set goals for your finances. First, you must set a goal to pay off every debt other than your house and car. Second, you must set a goal to establish a sound budget. Without a budget, you don't even stand a chance. And third, you must set a goal to establish a savings account of at least $1,000. Now, I know that many of you are praying hard and waiting for a sudden windows of heaven's blessing to fall into your lap. But I wouldn't give my kids another $100 if they just blew the last $100 I gave them. And God is a much smarter dad than me. He's probably waiting for you to become what he calls a good steward of his money. And that will simply never happen until you set goals for your finances. So before another day goes by, sit down and take a look at the coming year. The only thing that will make it different is if you set goals for your finances. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
What is Paul's favorite term? In Christ and Christ in us. You see, when we choose not to abide by our feelings, but to live by the truth, what is the truth? The truth is that once you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can never be alone at all under any circumstance for the rest of eternity. Listen, I didn't say for years or for your life on earth, for the rest of eternity. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all the aloneness is over with.
Many people equate loneliness with being alone, but that's not necessarily true. The ache of loneliness can come upon you even when you're surrounded by laughter and friends. Today on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, he offers 5 steps that, if applied, can help you learn how to handle your loneliness.
Loneliness is one of the most painful experiences of life. It is a pressure of life with which many of you have to deal, and all of us have had to deal with it at some point probably in our life. If someone you've lived with for years and years and years, you've loved them and they love you, and all of a sudden, death is final and it's all over. And you know that until you get to heaven, you'll never see them again. That can create awesome loneliness. Then there is divorce. You have 2 people who love each other, have a great sense of intimacy with each other, and the object of their attention, their focus, is on the one person they love. All of their world was wrapped up in that person, and suddenly their world came apart. I want to remind you of something. If your world is any person and anything but the person of Jesus Christ, you're going to get disappointed. Jesus and Jesus alone can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of a human heart. Do you know one of the primary reasons that so many people are lonely? And this is why it's so subtle. They say, well, you know, I'm married to my wife or my husband, and we get along, and we've got wonderful children, and yet deep down inside, oftentimes there's hostility and anger and bitterness, resentment toward things that happened in their past, or on the job, or somewhere in a relationship outside the home. Think about this. When your mind and your emotions, when you're experiencing hostility and anger and alienation, rejection, what you do is you build walls. And whenever you build a wall to shut someone out, remember this, that you've shut yourself in. And when you build walls to shut everybody out, you've shut yourself up all by yourself. And one of the primary reasons that some people are lonely and can't quite put their finger on it, it's anger, hostility, bitterness, resentment, an unforgiving spirit. Things that you hold toward others that shut them out. And no matter if everybody else in the world loves you, if your heart's full of anger and bitterness and resentment, hostility and all the rest, you're still going to suffer because you see you're alienated. And something about that is very, very traumatic. One of the reasons that we suffer loneliness is sin. Because you see, sin immediately does something to my relationship and to my intimacy with the Father. It doesn't foul up my relationship with Him. That's always the same. Saved once and forever for good. But my intimacy is like it is torn apart when you and I sin against God. And so we feel it. And we try to fill it up with something else, and nothing else will fill that place. When sin enters the life, something happens to a person's intimacy with the Father. And that also begins to affect a person's own sense of self-respect and self-esteem and self-image. You see, one of the devil's lies is this. You can sin. Look, the judgment isn't coming after you. God's not going to wipe you out. I want to remind you of something. More than likely, most of the consequences of sin are internal more so than external. Everybody else in the world may think you're getting along fine, but if you're living in sin and disobeying God, internally the destructive consequences are going on and on and on, and one of those is an alienation in your feelings toward God. Or you feel that He's alienated toward you, that He's separated.